Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
I think this this next topic is too heavy for the little ones. So, little alert warning, if you want to listen to this later, Mom and Dad, you can certainly podcast us on your favorite podcast platform. So give you a second here to turn down the radio because we're going to talk about guns in schools. I don't want to scare kids. So for the second time in 2 days, we found out here at KSL about a couple of teenagers who are accused of breaking into their parents' gun safe and taking guns to school.
Yeah, two different school districts, nowhere near each other. But yeah, in the last 2 days, two specific instances where it's being reported that kids grabbed a gun from their parents' safe, broke into it, cracked it, whatever it was, and then they took it to school.
So let's start with KSL 5 Television's Lindsay Ertz. She talked to a school resource officer in Lehigh who said that one student had planned his own suicide at school. Thankfully, a student alerted the vice principal, and they intervened with the student and got the student some help. We also found out about how the student got a hold of the gun, allegedly.
The boy got the weapon by stealing the key to his family's safe.
They only had a key to it, so it wasn't like a keypad. It wasn't necessarily the secure safe, in my opinion.
And then yesterday, KSL reported that a 15-year-old at Roy High School brought a loaded gun to school, and they found it in his waistband, according to reports. The student said he retrieved the weapon from his father's locker without his parents' knowledge.
Yeah, and the police department, Roy City, put out a press release and made it clear the juvenile was taken into custody. No shots were fired, and that he had brought it for his own protection. So clearly there was something going on there where he was scared, but, you know, certainly doesn't make it right under the eyes of the law. But you wanted to know, you had a very important question about this that you wanted to ask KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda. So let's bring Greg on. Hi, Greg.
Good morning.
Greg, I couldn't help but have my mind, and perhaps this is part of the recency bias, of thinking about, okay, here's young kids, you know, teens, middle teens, and they basically break into their parents' gun safe, and they take it, bring it to school. Are the parents held liable in any way, or could they be held liable? And again, the reason my mind goes there is because just this week, the parents of Ethan Crumbly were sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison when their son, the 15-year-old Ethan, murdered four of his classmates, wounded seven more. But the parents, and I want to play a little bit from the victim's impact statement from this case as the Crumblies were being sentenced, and listen to how the victim's parents, those that had died, how they viewed the parents' responsibility.
Not only did your son kill my daughter, but you both did as well. You failed as parents. The punishment that you face will never be enough. It will never bring her back. It will never be a loss that you have suffered, and it will never heal the pain. Your Honor, I request that the maximum sentence be enforced, as it will never come close to the life sentence I was given.
Greg, can you give us an idea of what happens, what kind of responsibility do parents have if their child takes the gun and uses it?
Yeah, and that was tragic to listen to that. You know, that Ethan Crumbly case was really, as far as we know, one of the first in the nation where a parent has been held criminally responsible for the conduct of a child in these mass shootings. And what we have to look at is the law, and every state has different laws. And in that particular state, I think it was Michigan.
It was.
The parents were convicted of involuntary manslaughter. We don't have that exact statute in Utah, but we have manslaughter. And what we say is this: murder is obviously held a step aside for the people that are the most serious, the most culpable, those that intend to kill. But even if you didn't intend, if your conduct was reckless, for example, you left a gun out, you knew your child had a gun, and that person kills, you can still be criminally responsible. And that's exactly what happened there. And you can bet, Dave and Debbie, that other states are going to follow that lead. And the next time a kid goes to a school and hurts somebody, they're going to start looking at the culpability of the parents, what steps they took to prevent it from occurring, what steps they took to make sure that their guns were secure and locked and unavailable to their children, and not just saying, well, stuff happens and my kid got my gun and, you know, that's really tragic, but I'm not at fault. That's not going to fly anymore.
Is it legally required here in Utah to lock up your weapon?
It is not, and in part because we want people to be able to defend themselves and have access to a weapon. Now, having said that, it is important that people have, and not legally required, that people have safes, that they have gun locks, that they have the various things that can prevent these things from occurring, especially if you have children in the house. Because really, mass shootings aside, which are horrible, most of the people that are killed by guns, especially children, are just those that are in the house and playing with a gun or finding dad's or mom's gun or something like that. And so you would think parents would be ultra careful to make sure that the kid can't get the gun, just to protect the kid, him or herself.
Well, Greg, and I want to point out that it appears in both of the situations that we've had happen locally this week where kids have been found, according to police, to have guns at schools, two different circumstances here in Utah, that from what we know, the facts that we have thus far, in both cases, the police have said that the guns were locked up and that the parents, you know, the kids have said that they got either the keys or the safe information, you know, somehow and opened the safe. So in my initial reading of both of these cases, it looks like the parents have taken the steps to lock up their guns.
Yeah, but you have to look, Debbie, at what's reasonable. And so, you know, I have a gun safe at my house, too, but my wife can't access it because she doesn't know where the combination is.
Yeah, we had the same situation in our home, Greg. I didn't know the code.
Of course.
I don't know how I would.
So you have to say, well, okay, I've got a child in the house. I've got a gun safe. What's reasonable? You know, to leave the keys out? The one case, I heard the officer, you guys played the tape, it was just a gun safe with a key, and the kid found the key.
I don't know that that's going to protect the parent.
Okay. I just don't know that that's enough.
Okay. I suppose it depends on the circumstance. Every case is different.
Yep.
Greg Skordas,
absolutely.
Incredible job this week here at KSL News Radio and all of your coverage of the Daybell trial, your hosting of KSL at Night last night, and then joining us first thing this morning.
I think what's going to be very difficult is, as Greg was describing this, how can somebody be responsible when they're not breaking any law? There's no law here in Utah that says you have to lock up your weapon. And negligence, quite honestly, is almost in the eye of the beholder here. So this Crumbly case, I think, opens up a lot of questions that we're going to have to address here in the state.
Next, this is a story we tried to get to yesterday, but we had so much breaking news all morning long that we had to put it off to today. Authorities offering a reward, $10,000 reward, after a bald eagle was found shot through its wing in southern Utah. It had to be euthanized. Division of Wildlife Resources joining us live next on what's legal and not legal. And I can tell you, this ain't legal. All right? Huge fines attached to stuff like this if you're caught. That's why they're offering a big $10,000 reward for information leading to a conviction.